Welcome back, prayer partner. What a blessing adoration and confession is to our hearts. I hope you are beginning to get comfortable with these two elements of prayer. Next is thanksgiving. We will give thanks for what God has done and is doing. To thank God honors Him. Listen to these verses on thanksgiving. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all He has done. Psalm 107 has several verses that encourage one to give thanks to the Lord. The act of giving God thanks creates a positive attitude. When you experience a positive attitude toward someone, you will want to be around that individual more. This should be our experience with God. Whenever I get upset about something, I immediately stop myself and go to God in prayer. I start praising and thanking God, and immediately I experience a transformation of the mind. The focus is redirected to a mighty God, not self. It is an awesome and peaceful feeling. There was a time in my life when I didn't know to thank God. Today, I thank Him for whatever situation or circumstance I am in, good or bad. Several years ago, I made a decision to give God control over every area of my life. Today, because He is in control of my life, whatever is happening, I know something good will come from it because He promises that it will. The Bible says, "And you know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." When times are good, it is easy to give thanks. When times are difficult, it can be the hardest thing to give thanks. Our emotions like anger, hurt, fear, disappointment, and frustration tend to control our heart. God provided this encouraging instruction to us in His Word. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. A great example in the Bible on being thankful in extreme circumstance is in the book of Acts. While in prison, hungry, cold, chained, and beaten, the Apostle Paul thanked God for his circumstance, and the jailers heard him singing. Ultimately, the jailer and many other prisoners came to know the Lord because of Paul's example set before them. Learning to be thankful regardless of your circumstance begins by making a conscious decision and then verbalizing the words, "Thank you, God, for." I want to encourage you to continue thanking God every day, throughout the day, by looking for the blessings all around you and then saying, "Thank you, God, for." This is another opportunity to thank Him specifically for answers to your prayer requests. Let me give you this example. You have a big test to take for college entrance, a certification at work, or maybe even to get employment. You pray specifically that God would help you pass the test with the needed score for success in this particular area. You do all you can do by studying for hours and hours. Take the exam, and you pass the exam with a high score. Your Thanksgiving prayer will sound like this: "Thank you, faithful God, for helping me not only pass, but also for achieving a high score on this exam. Amen." If you do journaling, make a list of what you are thankful for and then thank God for them. Again, how much time is spent on giving thanks will be up to your allocated time for prayer. Let us approach the throne of our loving Father. We will begin with adoration and then move to confession, and we'll end today with thanksgiving. Let's pray. Praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are the faithful one. Praise you, Lord, that we can fully trust you to ultimately work out all the things for our good according to your perfect timing and plan for our lives. We praise you that you desire to bless our lives richly. praise you, for you are a compassionate and merciful God. Heavenly Father, my prayer partner and I individually confess our sin before you. Thank you, merciful Father, for your forgiveness every time we ask. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to serve you. Thank you for my new prayer partner, who I prayed would somehow get a hold of the CD. Thank you for allowing me the privilege of praying with and for her. Thank you for how you are going to enrich her prayer life. Thank you for giving her a teachable heart. Thank you that your word reveals great and mighty things, which you promise to reveal to those that love you. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer you have gifted to us. Thank you for how you will continue to answer prayer according to your perfect plan for us. Most importantly, God, our Creator, thank you for providing prayer as a means to communicate directly with you. And now, Lord, my prayer partner will give you thanks in her own words. Our loving Father, we give you thanks for listening and receiving our thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer partner, thank you once again for praying with me. If you are sensing a swell of thanksgiving within you that you would like to pour before the Lord, it would bless His heart for you to do just that. As you press stop to end our time together today, I encourage you to enjoy this time with Him in His presence.